I've been thinking just lately about a phrase that Jesus actually used of the man who was his forerunner, who predicted his arrival, John the Baptist, his cousin. John the Baptist went out preaching in the desert, calling people to change their lives and get ready for the one who was coming. And Jesus, talking to the crowds, asked them this question. I didn't know it when I was pondering on it, but it was part of the reading that the Church of England and many other churches set for today's principal services. And this was the question. He said, "What did you go out to see? What was it that you went looking for when you went to see John the Baptist?" And that's the question I've been thinking about. What are you going out to see? And if you had one of these tickets, if you were fortunate enough, I'll hold it up to the camera so people behind me can see. You'd been very, very pleased indeed. Because this is a ticket, it's not a real one, it's just a copy that I faked, for the Led Zeppelin reunion concert. Why would you be very pleased? Because just 20,000, actually slightly fewer than that, of these were issued. And 20 million people logged onto the internet to try and get hold of one as soon as they were first released. An awful lot of disappointed people. But for the 20,000 who actually got one of these tickets and got to see Led Zeppelin, an amazing moment, apparently. A 15-year-old boy from Tucson, Arizona, was weeping in his bedroom. His father went to see what the matter was. He said, "This is the greatest moment of my life," because he got one of these tickets. But he wasn't the only one. A 43-year-old man from Toronto in Canada said this, and this was before they'd been to the concert, just getting the tickets. "This was the best moment of my life, apart from when my son was born." I think his wife was probably pleased he mentioned that. I think his son was even more pleased. But for these people, this was an amazing thing. Who did you go out to see? Well, a band of geriatric rockers, just about to get their pensions, apart from one who'd actually sadly died, and his son was replacing him in the band. What did you go out to see? Tonight, what have you gone out to see? Why have you given up the chance of watching Strictly Come Dancing on television? Or whatever it is you do on a Sunday night. On a cold winter's night, to come to church. What have you come out to see? Talking about a band of geriatric rockers. No. No, nothing like that at all. But you know, it's astonishing the number of people who turn out to carol services. The churches suddenly see an influx of people such as they do not see any other time of year. Church of England attendances go up 200% at this time of year on any other month. In this church, at this time last year, at our four principal services, we had over 1,100 people come through the doors, which is far more than usual. Cathedrals are having to turn people away at Christmas time because their carol services are full to overflowing and health and safety won't allow them any more in. What did you go out to see? Well, I'd like to think it's because you see, because people across the country see that there's actually something more to Christmas. There's something more to see. Something more than presents. Yes, it's great to give gifts. It's great to receive gifts, especially if it's that thing we've always wanted, though let's be honest, it generally isn't. But especially if we've found the perfect present for our friend or our family member, which sometimes we do. But you know, or perhaps it's just me, that anticlimactic feeling when underneath the tree there's nothing and around the room there's big balls of torn up paper and you're looking at what there is and you're thinking, right, that's it for another year. And how often is it that the present we receive actually makes a difference to our life, actually makes us a happier person? And yes, there's a wonder and delight on our children's faces as they tear open the wrapping and go, wow. But how often is that still being played with by New Year's Day, let alone by the middle of the year? My daughter, many years ago, was given and was very thrilled with a Barbie, which some friends at ours had sent her. It came in a beautiful green velvet dress. Unfortunately, before the end of Christmas Day, Barbie's leg had come off. And she never was quite the same again. Do we come because we recognise there's something more? There's something more than the gifts that we give and receive. Something more than the food that we eat and the drink that we consume. Yeah, Christmas lunch is wonderful. My wife does a fantastic Christmas meal. And it's lovely to sit down with the family around us to pull crackers and have party hats and eat that delicious food and have a glass or two to unwind as well. But we all know that we'll regret it. When we take the Alka-Seltzer or whatever else you take for a hangover. And when on New Year's Day, we think, I really must lose a few pounds, my New Year's resolution, because of what I've overeaten at Christmas. Something more than presents, something more than food. There must be something more than this. Something more than the TV specials. We've got our Christmas radio times to look what's on. The great new blockbuster film they're showing for the first time on Christmas Day. Or the rerun of It's a Wonderful Life. Whatever it is you choose in your family. And to the ancient among us, they don't make them like the Morecambe and Wise Christmas specials of old, do they? We look forward to that extra fun that we're going to have over Christmas. But then there's always a little disappointment as we fight over the remote. And I want to watch that. No, you watched that last time. No, it's my turn. Well, you can always video it. And the programs aren't quite as good as they used to be, are they? There must be something more. There must be something more than the family reunions, which some of us look forward to, and I know, frankly, some of us dread all year. Does your mother have to come this year? And somehow we get everyone together and we manage to be nice to each other and have a good time for a while. But you know that Relate sees more couples in January than at any other time of the year. Trying to keep the peace, trying to keep the children happy, trying to keep mother happy. There must be something more than this at Christmas. Is that why people come? I hope it is. Because there is something more. There is something more than television and presents and family reunions and food. The shepherds found it. We might ask the shepherds, who did you go out to see? What did you go out to see? Why did you leave your sheep on the hillside and head down to that stable? They say, well, we went to see a baby. Oh, babies. They're lovely. We had a newborn baby in church last Sunday week, sitting over there, last Sunday even, sitting over there, who was 3 days old. Born on Thursday, here on Sunday. What a fantastic mother, or a mad mother, one or the other. But I went out for a cup of coffee and I came back in. And there was this crowd, I must say, predominantly female crowd, all gathered round this three-day-old baby going, oh, a bit. There's something wonderful about a newborn baby. The shepherds went to see the baby, but there was something more. It wasn't just a baby. They didn't leave their hillside just to see any old baby. They went because the angels had told them, this is what you're going down to see. To you in the town of Bethlehem is born this day a Saviour. Who is Christ the Lord? A rescuer, a savior. Someone come to rescue us from the mess that we've got into. And if you were listening to the exchanges that went on in Bali about our world, the mess we've got ourselves into. If you listen to the news about subprime mortgages, the mess we've got ourselves into. If you look at the news from Iraq handing over Basra, yes, good news, but to what? The mess we've got ourselves into. Jesus came as the rescuer to rescue us from this mess. the Saviour, to rescue us from our personal mess, to be the one who brings forgiveness for the past. Whatever the skeletons are in our closet, he comes as the rescuer, the Saviour, to rescue us from the mess. That's why it's good news. A Saviour who is Christ the Lord, who is God, come into his world to open the way back to himself. To not just clear away the mess of the past, but also give us hope for the future. To give us a stairway to heaven. That's why he came. Not many Led Zeppelin fans here, obviously. Jesus came to give us that something more. That's so much more than TV or presents or food or even than relatives and family. He came to give us hope. He came to give us meaning. He came to give us purpose. Freedom from the past, promise for the future, purpose for the present. That's why the shepherds raced down the hillside to see this baby, because this was no ordinary baby. This was the something more. What did you go out to see? And I don't know what you came out to see tonight. The beauty of a candlelit church. I love the atmosphere in church on this particular night. The sound of a glorious choir. I love to listen to the harmonies that I couldn't sing. But actually, there's something more. The baby in the manger. Not just an, baby. But the rescuer, the Son of God. God himself come to give us that hope. To give us that freedom. To give us that stairway to heaven. Is that who you've come out to see tonight? Because he's come out to see you. And I hope this Christmas that you'll find enjoyment and fun in your presence. Enjoyment and fun as you eat your meal. A happy, harmonious home with your friends or your family, whoever you're gathering with. A good time being entertained. But also I hope you'll find the something more. The baby in the manger who is the rescuer. Who is the Son of God come to earth. To show us the way back to God. To bring us hope and meaning and purpose in our lives. And the promise of eternity with God if we follow him. If you aren't quite sure of that and you'd like to know more about it, well, my time's up, but I can happily give you a little booklet, Why Jesus, which tells you more. Because I'd love you to have that something more in your home, in your heart, this Christmas. The reason why we came out tonight.